Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
Welcome to our shit show in Earful in the Emerald City. This is Shoddy alongside, right by me, is Slim. Today we'll be talking about how W's brother, Jeb, thinks earning a psych degree will land it in fast food. And I've been having a real big sleep paralysis problem, and we're going to be talking about that today. Slim's been having a problem with getting pussy.
Hey, come on.
I mean, his woman problems in Seattle. And much more today, but first, man, I haven't seen you in a week, motherfucker. How you been?
Oh, been good, man. Been good. It's been a wild week here, but we're hanging in there, doing the thing. I actually had a kind of a wild weekend this week. I took an impromptu trip up to the Great White North, Canada, for all of you that don't ever get to look at a globe or a map.
Did you smoke some Canadian weed when you were up there?
We actually smuggled our own in. We took a little risk. You know, they haven't quite legalized it there yet. From what we heard, they're on the road to legalization.
Is it green or is it red?
Well, it's green, but it has a slight hint of maple-y syrupness to it.
Maple syrup, some perp.
They put their own little twist and spin on it, but no, took a little trip. My buddy was going to visit his grandpa. He's got a grandpa who's kind of getting up there, so he's making the trip as much as he can. And so he took a little impromptu trip. He invited me along. I wasn't able to say no, unfortunately. So we were heading out there. It's like a 5-hour drive. It's not just going to Vancouver. You know, I thought, oh, Canada, 2 hours, 3 hours. No, it took us almost 7 fucking hours to get our asses up there.
7 hours?
7 hours.
What the fuck did you do for 7 hours
With his driving, most of the time was spent praying for my life in the back seat.
Holy shit.
It was.
How was the weather?
It was pretty good, actually. It wasn't no rain, nothing too crazy. It was a little bit chilly, but it actually worked out. It worked out all right. But we were heading up there, though, and got to the border. It took us about 3-4 hours. Get to the border crossing, get our stuff, you know, grab all our gear, grab my passport. Realize I grabbed my fucking passport that has a picture of me when I'm about 12 years old on it.
Holy shit, Slim.
So we all completely
fucked up there.
Completely shit our pants. I'm thinking, you know, is there a motel around here, or am I going to have to just throw my thumb out there after these two head up north without me? But so we went to the crossing, and there was a nice lady at the thing. She was kind of being nice to us. We said, you know, he said, hey, we got a passport here. It's a little old. It's not current. She says, oh, no, that's okay. These passport guards, though, I tell you, they're slippery. You know, you got to, they'll kind of creep on you. They'll do some things that you don't see coming. They're very nice, very cordial, but they have their plan. And anytime they suspect anything a little suspicious, they're going to bring you in. My friend wanted a stamp for her passport because she's been to Mexico a bunch of times and never been to Canada, wanted to get a stamp. So the lady says, oh, yeah, no problem. Just park your car. Come on in. Well, that was their way of getting us in the building so that they could run my background and look into some shit. And yeah. I'm going to tell you, Shoddy, the track record I have is it's not spotless. That's for sure. There's quite a few blemishes
on there.
No shit.
Well, you got through, my black ass would have got arrested. God damn.
Oh, they would have shot you on sight.
Fuck yeah,
no
they
question.
Would.
He's got a gun.
Yeah, fuck.
No, but they sat us down. We talked about some stuff. Guy asked me some poignant questions, and apparently I gave him the right answers because they ended up letting us through. But yeah, no, it was a fun weekend, though. My buddy, he's good guy, but oh man, do not go on a road trip with this motherfucker. He's one of these guys who has got to be doing 18 different things at the same time. And because he's doing 18 different things at the same time, every one of them he's doing a very shitty job at.
Oh.
He's doing the radio. He's smoking a cigarette. He's loading a bowl. He's changing songs. He's looking around, taking pictures, fucking snap. Just focus on the road, you fucking piece of shit. He almost ran us into a ditch. We were going straight. There was a fork in the road, and we were going straight for the middle. And he drives the douchiest of the doucher cars, the Toyota FJ. So that motherfucker's a rollover special. So we would have probably tumbled about 18 times before we got stopped. So that was a little crazy. But all in all, it was a good trip. You know, I needed it. Things have been crazy. And sometimes you got to talk to those Canucks and see what they can tell you about life. You know, they got some words of wisdom, surprisingly.
You're lucky I wasn't driving because I would have killed your ass. I'm not the best driver in the world. And, you know, I've been iffy of driving to Canada on some of my days off to Vancouver and just getting the experience. But, man, I heard Canada is not an easy country to drive in. And I heard they don't have the best drivers either, so yeah, I probably would have killed you because I'm the worst fucking multitasker. Let me tell you, god damn it!
Oh man,
shit!
I think it's the bean and cheese burritos you like to eat that would have killed me before we even made it to the border, Shotty. But those drivers are crazy. I've been seeing them down here. I don't know, you know, why they were even allowed past the border, but I've been seeing them all over the place around here and. They drive like fucking maniacs. They're passing all the time. They're swerving. They're speeding. I mean, it's fucking nuts. They have a style. You can see the style as they're passing you and giving you dirty looks when you're going 70 miles an hour in the fast lane. I mean, they're nuts. It is crazy driving up there. But you should get up though at some point. You can take the lady up there and make a little weekend of it if you can.
Speaking of ladies and vacation, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show that you've been having some problems getting some. Dating problems. But did you get any Canadian pussy when you were up there?
You know, that was another thing. My buddy, he had a little lady friend he was going to see there, and he kind of brought me along for the wingman.
You were the third wheel. I would have. Oh shit!
It was
what the fuck.
Listen, like I
said, he set you up.
That motherfucker. It was a complete setup. He was even building up the roommate. Oh no, she's great. No, she's great. She's really cute. Yeah, yeah. His voice gets high, all high. So I say, okay, what the fuck, girl? Oh man, she was a generous six. We'll put it that way. A generous six. Like I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I haven't got drunk in a couple weeks. So, you know, I was a little more curious than normal, but no luck up there. No luck around here, man. It's been crazy. I mean, you know, you got a girl, you've been in a relationship. How do you make it work, man? I can't seem to figure this shit out.
I'm a pain in the ass. I don't know. I'm a pain in the ass. So I have no idea how she deals with me, you know? So, you know, I'm pretty sure she wakes up every morning, turns around. She's like, this black ass motherfucker. Jesus, why am I spending my time with this guy? Jeez.
You must have good credit or something, I'm guessing.
Fuck, no, you know black folks don't have good credit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That's right, that doesn't exist.
Shit. God damn.
I bet P. Diddy's credit score is about 680. They give him the benefit of the doubt, but
yeah, they give a curve for black celebrities, let me tell you. Speaking of black people, Jeb Bush says that psychology majors, fuck you, psychology majors are going to work at Chick-fil-A. He says universities ought to have skin in the game. When a student shows up, they ought to say, hey, that psych major deal, that philosophy major thing, that's great. It's important to have liberal arts, but realize you're going to be working a Chick-fil-A. Now, this comes from W's brother, Jeb Bush. You know, and I have friends. I have made friends up here who are psychology majors, and they took major offense to that. Now I will admit, if you're going to go to college as a psychology major, you expect to go to grad school, and then if you really want to make money in the line of work, go get your doctors. Go get your doctors. He also mentioned that there's a shortage in electricians, teachers, you know, a lot of blue collar line of works, and he just totally down the psychology field, and it's bullshit.
You know, I read this article. You were actually telling me about it, and I got to take a different angle on this one.
Oh shit!
From you, Shoddy. I got to actually give Jeb some credit here. I mean, you know, he said these people are landing jobs. It's not like he said they're landing jobs at Arby's. Okay, I mean Chick-fil-A. If you're gonna go fast food, I mean that's a nice way to go there. They just put one in up here in Linwood. I've only hit it once or twice, but I got to tell you that shit is fucking delicious.
It's like crackheads for it's like crack for liberals. Let me tell you.
Oh man. it's good stuff though. I mean, I got to give him some credit for that one, but it was pretty funny in this article. He talks about, you know, we need the blue collar, the plumbers and the electricians and all those guys. You know, we have a shortage of all these people, but we have plenty of people with psych majors. Last time I checked, I don't think you needed a degree to be a plumber or an electrician. I could have been wrong, but so why isn't the message there just don't even worry about school?
You know, if I have kids, you know, if I have kids, you know, I'm going to tell them you should grow up to be a plumber. You should grow up.
Aim high, children.
You should go up to clean other people's shit. Literally.
Hey, there's people that are doing it for less than what plumbers are making.
No shit. They're called custodians.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually called Mexican. Yeah. Wait, no, I shouldn't have said that, actually. But, yeah.
Yeah, get him in. Donald Trump wants to get rid of all the fucking illegals who are Mexican and who clean up our shit. And who's going to clean up? I know my black ass isn't. I know your cracker ass isn't. So, I mean.
I'm way too privileged for that.
Yeah. Well, I was raised in the suburbs, so I mean, I had someone cleaning up my own shit. So, the Fresh Prince of Kyle, Texas, let me tell you. But anyway, no, I mean, but hey, if you're gonna go fast food, I think Chick-fil-A is the right way to go.
You got to give them some credit for that, at least, you know.
Yeah.
Give credit where credit is due. That's a top. That's almost as good as if he would have said Chipotle. If he would have said Chipotle, he would have had my vote. I don't care if he won the nomination for the Republican Party or not.
Biology majors work. I've
been in his corner.
Biology majors work at Chipotle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They know the anatomy of a non-hormone, non-antibiotic chicken.
Yes, biology majors work at Chipotle. But
God damn, we got to get off this. I'm starting to get hungry here, all this talk.
Fuck. Chipotle sounds really good right now. Anyway.
Oh, speaking of food, you guys heard about this one? The World Health Organization classifies bacon as a carcinogen. Now, as somebody who doesn't eat a lot of meat, I don't go as far to call myself a vegetarian, all right? I'm not that pompous. But I try.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I've been accused of that before. That's all right. I'll take it. Listen, from a guy who doesn't eat a lot of meat, if you guys could just see the smug look on my face when I read this article. Oh, man. Vindication. All right. Vindication. All you fucking bacon-eating, sausage-link motherfuckers out there. Every single goddamn meal you eat, at least three animals had to be killed so that you could fucking get a full course and stuff yourself to the brim where you can't even feel your fingers anymore. This is just such a relief to hear this from me. And, you know, it really lets me classify all the heavy carnivores into the same category as smokers, you know, just basically people who, you know, their lives don't count the same as me and you's, Shoddy.
You wonder why you have a problem getting laid so much.
Are girls into bacon? Yeah. Is that what I've
They
missing?
Fucking love bacon!
Oh my God.
And bacon does not cause cancer. Whoever wrote this article is a fucking lie. Bacon, no, you know, it's my girlfriend, me and my girlfriend were talking about it, and she said bacon actually lowered her cholesterol level. As long as it's not processed food, I think processed food causes bacon. I mean, causes cancer. I think processed food causes cancer. But, I mean, if you get the organic shit, you're fine.
Well, how do you not process a piece of fucking bacon?
I don't know. Talk to the fucking FDA.
Talk to your girlfriend. Cholesterol got lowered. Yeah. I'd like to see some figures on that one. Holy cow. I think she's getting into something that she's not telling you about.
You can go fuck yourself, man.
No, when you cook bacon, the byproduct of cooking it, when you can't even pour that shit down the fucking drain without it clogging up your drain, what do you guys think it's doing when it reaches your fucking stomach and down your esophagus and running through your bloodstream? Fucking clogging up those arteries. And unfortunately, they don't have the same kind of stuff for your sink as they do for your body. You know, liquid plumber is not going to do you the same. You might try colon blow. That might do a little something for you, maybe some Metamucil, but I don't think you're going to clear those arteries like you can the P-trap underneath your sink.
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't eat a lot of pork bacon. I usually go with turkey bacon, and you can judge me on that, but I will admit, I don't see the link between bacon and cancer unless it's really processed.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, all those kind of foods, they're going through some process, okay? The sausage link, I mean, where is a sausage link located on a pig's body? Where does that come from? Is that a toe?
Is it the penis?
Okay, so it might be. That's the only thing that might have a shot. I guess that size would seem about right, but for, you know, me personally, I'm not going to sit and preach to you guys anymore about this, okay? But me personally, no pork on my fork. Pigs are disgusting animals. They're ugly.
Sorry.
They're disgusting, and I'm not touching them, okay? I'm not touching them. End of story for me.
Why the fuck did I hire you?
Because I was the token white guy, you know? We needed it on the show.
Oh, yeah, I needed to add diversity to her. I need to add diversity to the show, because I know if I got another black guy, I wouldn't get any sponsors unless it was like KFC or Kool-Aid and
Lug's Boots.
Yeah. Oh, Lug's Boots, god damn it. You're living in the 2000s, man.
Insert racist black stereotype here.
Shit, man. I thought I was. I'm not racist. I have a fucking color TV. God damn, this motherfucker's racist. Jesus Christ. You want to hear a white joke? Hey, what do you call 10,000 white men chasing a black guy? What is it?
You got me.
The PGA fucking tour. Yeah. Oh. Kiss Tiger's ass. Oh, geez. Kiss Tiger's ass. Greatest of all time.
He's got some work to do if he wants that classification, but
greatest of all time, he's motherfucker. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of penis and pussy, my good friend here, Slim, has been having an issue dating here in the greater Seattle area, and we're actually gonna help him out. Do you do online dating?
Well, unfortunately, I'm recently single here again, Shoddy. So I might have to get back into the online scene, unfortunately, you know, because that's where everybody else spends what seems like the majority of their life is in the social realm. So I guess I'm going to have to jump in there too. But no, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty sad, folks. I mean, you know, if you're somebody who can't take a sad story, then this might be a good time to tune out here. But recently single again, it's been a tumultuous last couple of years. I mean, the last three girlfriends I've had, you know, the first, I started off with a whore, full-blown whore.
Full-blown?
Full-blown.
Did you use protection?
Well, I think one time I might have.
Ah, shit, did you get checked?
One time I might have. I did.
Was your dick burning?
It wasn't. She wasn't a whore in the venereal disease sense. She was more of a whore in the get drunk and want to take off all your clothes, regardless of who you're hanging out with, kind of sense. And actually,
if I was single, she sounds like my type of woman.
You would like her. You would like her. She had it going on in all the right places. But she's actually married now. Married. This is true. To a guy who used to be one of my probably top five dude friends. So, like I said, big
what horse. A shitty motherfucker.
Like I said,
did
huge
you beat
horse.
His ass? I would have beat his ass.
I did not. He was a little bit bigger than me. So,
need to be hitting the weights.
Well,
man.
I was supposed to go to the gym earlier, but you know, we got caught up in all this. But no, so I had the whore. Went from the whore to the crazy foreigner. Now, If the crazy foreigner is something you have not experienced.
What nationality?
She was Thai. She was from Thailand. Born there, moved over here when she was a teenager, but still carried a nice.
Could she cook?
Thick accent. She did a little bit of cooking.
Little bit.
She did a little bit. You know?
She didn't qualify. You should have kicked her ass to the curb then.
Well, I would, but the woman was a goddamn animal in the bedroom, and unfortunately, I couldn't say no to her.
She make any Bollywood porn?
Not quite Bollywood. You're thinking a little further. You're thinking a little further east there.
Oh shit!
I guess that's west. I don't know how they do it over there.
Did you make any third world porn?
No, none of that. No third world stuff.
Titties, boom, 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 busting around.
No, she was a wild one though. We had such bad communication between the two of us that for the first 2 months we were dating, she thought my name was Alan, and I thought it was just her heavy accent. I didn't want to say anything to her. She said, "Oh, Alan, oh, you so hot." And I said, oh, it's just her accent. It's just her accent. Until 2 months in, she sends me a text and writes my name out, Alan. And I fucking lost it. I went off the deep end. And, you know, that kind of, when you start a relationship with that kind of communication barrier, things aren't going to last too long. But so I faked a relationship for about 6-7 months there to keep my orgasm going. So it worked for a while, but time ran out, and then most recently,
you got needs, man. You got to lie sometimes to handle your needs, well, obviously.
And that woman was a master when it came to oral negotiations, so it was tough to.
I like that oral negotiation.
That was the only kind of talking she did that I really understood and could really get on board with.
Wow!
But I got the latest here. I got the youngster. I got the youngster.
And this is the most recent one, right?
This is the most recent, unfortunately. This is the most recent dating catastrophe I've been involved with. The young girls are kind of tough because a lot of them, especially if they had a good childhood, don't know what it's like to be in a shitty relationship. And unfortunately, they kind of just see things as the grass always being greener.
I had the complete opposite. The ones I dated before I met my awesome girlfriend now, the ones I dated had a shitty childhood and didn't know what it's like to be in a good relationship or be with a good man. So I want to hear this story. So I mean,
well, see, and those are the kind of girls I'm looking for, you know, the ones who have been beat down and battered so hard by life at this point. That, you know, once they find me, they're actually thinking that things are looking good and they're on the up and up.
I mean, until they find out that you're a complete douchebag.
Well, that usually takes a while. That's usually around the, I can typically keep that a secret till 12 to 18 months, somewhere in there. But by that time, you've invested too much in me, then it's too late to turn back.
And then you start leaving the toilet seat up, and then, you don't flush the toilet, and then you just get really too comfortable. And I can totally see this from you, Slim. And you start calling them woman. You start asking them to make a fucking sandwich for you or go run the fucking Subway for you.
Is that too much to ask? I mean, no. Come on. You know, we're in this together, all right? You're extra mayo, would you?
Extra mayo? Wait. What do you mean by that, extra mayo?
It's not a race thing. Don't worry, man. I love the whip. I love the whip. I'm not big on the nay-nay, but I do love the whip.
I do love it.
I'm not gonna lie.
That stupid fucking song.
Oh man. Jesus.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No. She. She broke up with me. It's pretty humiliating getting dumped by somebody much younger than yourself. That's a humbling experience, I gotta tell you guys. But the worst part about it for me was that I got the. Oh, you know, I just need some time for myself. I just need some time to figure things out and just think about it, you know, and focus on me. So you think I'm a loser? Okay, sounds good. Well,
gentlemen who are listening, how many times have you heard that lame fucking excuse? I don't have time and I just need to focus on me. I have school. I have my kids. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Seriously.
Shut the fuck up. Just don't beat around the bush.
If you're going to break up with me, just have the courage to fucking call me out and tell me how much of a piece of shit you think
I
am.
I don't fucking like you.
Yes.
I mean, fuck. I,
You're ugly. We got a small dick.
We need constructive feedback.
Pussy well.
We need, yeah, I mean, men like Slim.
Just give us something here.
Yeah. Well, with a nickname like Slim, I mean, you sure wasn't, you know, problems in the bedroom.
It's not small, it's thin, all right? It's not small, it's just thin.
Mm.
I'm not hitting the walls as much as I need to.
Okay.
But, no, it was, it's been, God, it's been crazy, you know. So, unfortunately, I'm at the point now where I'm so desperate that I got to jump back into the cesspool that is Tinder and the rest of online dating. Because, you know, my ex, she didn't believe people could change. I told her, you know, hey, there's some things I could work on. She didn't believe people can change. But me, I don't feel the same way. I think they can. And to be honest, I feel like venereal disease deserves a second chance at least, you know. I mean, I figure I got to give it one more shot at this point.
Hey, so Slim, what online dating outlet do you use when you're single? Well, I'm pretty sure you're gonna be using it again here.
Hey, listen, I'm new to this stuff, man. I'm new to this.
I suggest
off of Facebook. I got off of Facebook, and actually, I found out that to use Tinder, you have to be a member on Facebook. So there's a great business model right there. That just shows you how they're running. They're running the show over there. Oh, hey, you want to waste some time on this? Well, yeah, go ahead and waste some time on this other one too over here. Yeah, no, you got plenty of spare time to burn. Unlike my ex-girlfriend, unfortunately, who didn't have enough time for herself. But no, I'm just going with it here. You know, I've actually got a plan now, Shoddy. Surprisingly, I've had some time to think. I had some time for myself, and I got a plan now. I'm 30 years old now, and my plan at this point is just to wait for the first wave of divorces to come through.
Actually, you know? That's not possible because Seattle is actually ranked as the fourth lowest divorce rate city in the nation. So you're shit out of luck there. I actually did my research, and I knew you were going to fucking say that, and I was going to call you out on it to make you look like a dumbass.
Well, yeah, mission accomplished, pal.
Yeah.
Way to go. All
right. But what I was going to suggest...
I actually thought this was going
to
work.
What I was actually going to suggest here is for you, Slim, is I want you to make a profile on a popular free dating website called Plenty of Fish. When I was single, I used it, and obviously it didn't fucking work for me. I didn't meet my girlfriend off of...
This is a good sales pitch here.
I didn't meet my girlfriend off of Plenty of Fish, but I did meet some very interesting personalities from that website. This is what we're gonna do. You're gonna make a Plenty of Fish profile. You're gonna tell me what your username is. I'm gonna post it on our Twitter and Facebook page, and so women can see your profile name, and they can search you. Yeah.
Oh man, this should be extra humiliating.
Yeah. So, and once you find someone, you're gonna go on a date with them, and then we're gonna invite that person on the show, and then you two can talk about your date.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to be on my best behavior. It looks like no giving it up on the first date. Jesus, I hate to.
So, ladies who are listening,
all three of you.
Yeah, our female listeners, Slim here is going to create a Plenty of Fish profile, and I will post his profile name on our Facebook and Twitter account. And once you talk to him, let me know, message me or email us, and then we will invite you on the show with him, and you two can talk about the date, and you can talk to us and tell us on how shitty he treated you and how he didn't open the doors or... If he got lucky, he forgot to leave the seat up. He forgot to put the seat down. So little shit like that on, you know. And you can tell us why he has the nickname Slim.
Oh gosh.
So
I feel like this could only end badly.
I
don't feel like there's a good scenario for how this ends for me. But hey, you know, as desperate as I am, I'll give anything a shot here. Maybe we'll have a little bit of fun with it. But, yeah, we'll see how that works. I'm jumping in, like it or not, and it's definitely
I am putting him on the spot. Any desperate woman out there willing to date this big of a hunk right here? No, he's not really. He's like He's like, what, 5'11", 110 pounds of
110 soaking wet. Yeah, keep in mind. Like, keep in mind, the name Slim doesn't come from nowhere here, all right? So nothing personal, but some of you bigger girls, we gotta keep it proportional here, all right? I'm coming in at a very sturdy 162 pounds right now, all right? So let's keep that in mind, and, you know, I don't know how much of that is muscle.
Wait, 162, that's a fucking reach. That is a fucking reach.
Like I said, soaking wet. My hair, not quite as curly as yours, but definitely holds some good water pretty well.
I'm fucking bald, for people that don't know. I don't have any hair.
I've seen your old pictures, man. Don't try to hide that shit. Yeah, I saw your Jerry curl back in the day.
The only hair I have is on my fucking balls.
Oh, man. Oh, that's another thing too. Yeah, so
all the hair I lost went down to my privates. It's fucking weird. Like the older I got, the bushier my crotch got. Like, it's fucking weird.
Oh man, that's actually the most saddest part of this whole to deal with me is the fact that I got to start shaving my balls again. I am not looking forward to that. God damn, I was done with that shit for 5 months. Couldn't even get this relationship to last half a year. Couldn't find somebody to put up with my shit for half a year. So we got to do some manscaping now. That's where we're at this point.
Well, I'm not the only one with issues here in this duo. For those who don't know, I've been having a sleep paralysis issue. And I've been having this issue since I was 2 years old. If you don't know what sleep paralysis is, it's in the middle of being awake and going to sleep. So basically, your sleep, you can't open your eyes, and you can't move. Your body's paralyzed. You know, it's scary, and then it lasts for 1 or 2 minutes. You can't move, and something's like, and it feels like something's on your chest. And like one time, I experienced it, and something was yelling in my ear. Like, it, I don't know what the fuck it was. It, you know, in science, you know, I've looked it up trying to figure out what I can do. And there's not really a solution to this. And what causes it, obviously, is stress. If you sometimes drink too much alcohol before you go to bed.
That's not you. That's not you. You don't fall in that category.
Well, I drink a 40 every time. Before I go to sleep.
This motherfucker keeps it real.
Yeah. And I pour out a little liquor too for the ones who have passed. But, I've been having this issue since I was a little kid, you know, and, Slim, you've done some reading on sleep paralysis, you know. You've never experienced it, obviously, but...
I have never, you know, I think me personally, I do have a paralysis issue. But I think my issue is dream paralysis.
What the fuck is dream paralysis?
It's pretty similar to what you were talking about, but unfortunately, this actually happened last night. I'm not making this up, people. Last night, I had a dream. I was on the bus, and the girl that I used to have a huge crush on in high school was on the bus with me, and I was stuck in my seat. I couldn't get out of my seat. I was fighting. I don't know if I was tossing and turning in bed, but I couldn't do, no matter what I did, I couldn't get out of my fucking seat, and I could see her right up there. I wanted to go talk to her. She had a seat open next to her. I couldn't do anything. It's fucking ridiculous. I've had these dreams for a while now, but I think it has something to do with my ED, probably. That's my guess. I'm just speculating here. I don't know.
What is the first name of that girl?
To protect her identity, I think it's probably best that we don't say her name. Why don't we just call her Cassandra?
All right, Cassandra. If you, I don't know. Wait, time out. Did she know that you had a crush on her?
I made it pretty clear. You know, okay. I mean, I was a big pussy in high school. I didn't get nearly as much ass as I should have. But
same here.
I made it pretty clear with her. You know, she knew what was up.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you're listening, make sure you, Cassandra.
With a that's K. Her real with name. A K.
With a K. You sure that's not a stripper?
She might be. I haven't talked to her in a while now, actually.
Anyway, if you're listening, find him on Plenty of Fish so he can get laid.
Okay. That would be a nice, good, feel-good story for a little further down the line here on the podcast.
Yeah. But anyway,
Plenty of Fish. Goddamn. What a clever name. That's almost as good as Farmers Only. Farmers. Almost as good. Or Christian Mingle. There's another great one, too.
Actually, Farmers Only's cousins meet each other on that.
Oh,
on that website.
My God. Family members
cousins
only.
CousinsOnly.com.
I hear a new spokesperson video. Sponsorship dollars will be rolling in here in no time.
Yeah. With a banjo playing in the background. CousinsOnly.com, where we'll make you squeal like a fucking pig. Whee! Whee!
That was a pretty good impression there, actually.
Yeah. Not by experience. But, no, I mean, I've been having this issue for years, and
so what happens here? Are you waking up in the middle of the night? Or
no, what happens is, like I said, it's the middle of being awake and falling asleep, and your eyes are closed. Obviously, you can't move. You can't move. The closest thing I can do is wiggle my toes, because apparently it all has to do. It all has to do with stress or drinking too much alcohol, but the farthest body part from your brain is the toes. So I wiggle my toes, and that can obviously sometimes kick you out of the sleep paralysis. But I'm so nervous and freaking out that I'm in it, I sometimes forget to do it, and then I hear the door open sometimes. And sometimes something's poking me, or it's so fucking creepy. Like, it's the creepiest thing. And I know I'm not the only one that suffers from it. I have friends who have had episodes of that before, but like, I suffer from it at least once a week. It's fucking horrible.
Jesus Christ, that's some crazy shit. Are you sure? Are you sure that your house isn't located on an ancient
Indian
burial ground?
You're not fucking helping.
Ground?
The object up here was,
you know, because somebody could be poking you there. That could be some Indian spirits or something. I don't know. You know, you're down there near Issaquah in the valley. I think there was a couple tribes from around there, but no, that's some shit though, man. It's something I'm glad I don't have to deal with. It's the apnea too, the sleep apnea. That one's a real bitch. I don't know a whole lot about that, but. That sounds
what
like
is sleep apnea? Can you go into that? What is that?
You know, I think it's something with your breathing.
Okay.
So people, you're kind of choking on your own tongue, and theoretically, while you're sleeping. I don't know. It's, you know, again, you said your shit's spooky. That kind of shit is spooky to me. You know.
Yeah, and sometimes it feels like I'm falling out of the bed and wrestling with whatever's fucking bothering me, and like. I'm fighting it, and when I wake up, I'm in bed, and it feels like nothing happened. Like, it's so fucking creepy.
Does it mess with your dreams at all or anything?
No. Like when I have dreams, like I'm in a deep sleep, and like I'll fall asleep at like midnight, and I'll wake up at like 7-8 in the morning, and like without no interruptions, unless I have to get up and pee. In the middle of the night, but like, it's fucking crazy, man.
Damn. That is some shit. If anybody's got any advice for old Shoddy over here, shoot us something on Twitter or on Facebook. Let us know.
Please help me. I've been dealing with this shit since I was 5, and I'm tired of it.
He's going to lose it, people. All right. I'm scared every time we do this.
Okay. I'm tired of this shit, okay? It's like living in a fucking horror movie. You know what happens to black people in horror movies, okay? Oh, all right? They don't fucking last long, okay?
They're the first ones gone every time.
Now, fortunately, I have read that you can't die from sleep paralysis, but I have it so fucking much that I could be the first motherfucker. You do know that black people die first in horror movies, okay? And I don't want to have a fucking tombstone that says Rashad O'Neal 1988 to 2015. So please help me with this fucking issue, okay?
You know, it's pretty funny you say the black guy always die in the movies first, because they do. But the funniest part about it, though, is they're the ones who are stressing the highest levels of caution. They're the ones who are always concerned. They're always worried. And yet they're still the first ones to get whacked. Maybe that's why. Maybe they know what their fate is. as far as black people in the horror scene goes. Or, and that's why they're stressing so much caution.
You know what I can do? I can be a rapper. Because every single rapper in every horror movie I've seen have survived. LL Cool J, Halloween H2O, ooh, survived. Busta Rhymes, Halloween Resurrection, survived. LL Cool J, Deep Blue Sea, survived.
Those sharks are smart, too. They fucking got Samuel L.
Yeah.
He's not nearly as
fucking
lucky.
Shark egg me!
Oh, man.
Help me, please. Shoot me some advice on Twitter or Facebook, please, because I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, and he's more irritable than ever, folks. I don't know if I'm going to lose my shit, too. This doesn't come to an end soon. I'm going to lose it.
I'm being possessed or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, let's get on something a little more happy and get off of this stuff. We got good old Halloween coming up this weekend. Very spooky. What do you got going
Stop
on, man?
Stop being fucking corny.
Hey, you know, it's Halloween. You got to try to get into it a little bit, you know.
The fucking audience is 18 and up, not fucking sixth graders and kindergartners, all right? Stop being fucking corny.
We're not hitting our target market then, clearly.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
What do you got going on, though? Anything?
Anything. I was thinking about dressing up as a KKK.
Ooh.
The Cool Color Kids.
Ooh, okay. Oh, all right. I like
what, that. What are you going to be?
Is that some, is that like?
It's a secret society.
Secret society. Okay. Oh, okay. So, you know, I'm going to.
We're planning our attack against the original KKK.
Okay. Those guys, I think there's a few of them out there that still exist. I don't, I think they're more into bake sales.
Trying to take down the Grand Dragon.
But, the Grand Dragon.
We take down the Grand Dragon. That's like taking down Osama bin Laden. I mean, Al-Qaeda took a big hit.
When we killed
bin Laden. We take down the Grand Dragon of the KKK.
I think racism will be over.
I don't think racism will be over.
Racism over.
But racism will take a big hit.
Folk.
Like, terrorism took a big hit when we took down bin Laden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
we took down bin Laden.
Yeah, because ISIS, those guys aren't doing anything.
ISIS is a fucking joke. They ain't going to do shit. They said Seattle was one of their top targets, and the Space Needle's still up.
Oh, man. Well, bring it on, guys. We'll see. But, no, so, yeah, Halloween. There's some stuff going on. I'm going to a party down in South Lake Union. I was going to say the name of the joint and try to get some people to show up there, make sure it's cracking. But it seemed to have slipped my mind. But there's all kinds of stuff going on. I've been wanting to, with a couple of my friends, though, get out to a old cemetery and maybe play a little Ouija board or do something kind of scary like that, you know. But there's a couple of old cemeteries.
I usually go to cemeteries to fuck.
Oh, my God. That is some...
Especially, dude, white women love that shit. white women love they love the thrill.
Do you chase them for like 10 minutes as kind of part of foreplay?
Yeah. I mean, oh, by the way, this is when I was single for the girlfriend who, you know, I don't do this now, but
I had to add that in. I don't want her to listen and be like, what the fuck you been doing on your free time? But anyway, no, I mean,
it's over.
But no, they love that shit. Yeah, they love fucking in cemeteries.
It gets them going, man. It gets everybody going. You know, your heart starts pumping, the blood starts flowing, and you know, a little trickle into the underpants. I mean, they love that shit. It's a fucking turn on.
Yeah. And then you have it ruins it. Your fucking friend who comes out with the Jason Voorhees mask on, he just fucking ruins it for you. That asshole back in college. Fuck.
You know, I saw Ali Wong is filming her stand-up special in town here a couple weeks ago. I actually went out and saw it. One of the last things I did with my girlfriend that we actually enjoyed and got along with. But she had a joke about this. She had a joke about being choked. And she said... she said, I like to be choked a little bit. She said, you know, nothing too crazy. She said, I don't want to die. I just don't want to be sure if I'm going to live. And that the fucking place erupted, dude. And it was all the women that were laughing at that shit. They were eating that shit up like a fucking plate of lasagna. It was good stuff. If you guys a little plug for her here. She's not affiliated to the broadcast or nothing, but if you guys, once that special comes out, if you get a chance to see it, check that shit out, because she is on top of her game right now, you guys. 7 months pregnant, filmed a special, fucking crushed it for the entire hour long. It was good shit. I'm going to even have Shoddy over here check it out, even though he's not really into the Asian women, but.
All right, I'm in this flick. I'm in this movie that I did back in college. It's called Black Guys and Asian Thighs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that for a little bit of money.
Was that produced by Peter North, or who was that?
I go by a different identity in that movie. It's not Shoddy, but I'm not going to say who it is. You know, I'm not proud of it, but yeah, it's called Black Guys and Asian Thighs. Yeah.
Check it out.
But we were talking earlier about some ridiculous Halloween.
Oh man, that's the best part—the costumes. The costumes,
some ridiculous Halloween costumes that we are that may be popping up this year. Donald Trump. How many people are you think you're gonna see dress up as Mr. Trump?
That's, well, you know, he's the hot topic right now. I mean, he's slipping in the polls a little bit. I think Ben Carson actually passed him.
No shit.
Republicans go. I think he did.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, that's a photo finish to the bottom there, though.
I don't know if I want to see another black president. No, I'm kidding. I love Obama. I love Obama, but I don't want to see Uncle Tom. I mean, sorry, Ben Carson in office. You know,
hey, he's who knows? He might have a shot here. Hillary's fading too. Her momentum is, in my opinion, is completely.
I thought her points went up after the debate.
She might have. She might have, but they.
And I heard she handled the whole Benghazi. Sorry, I've been drinking. That whole Benghazi situation, that conference, pretty well, you know. You know, it's funny. She did that. That lasted for 6 hours. And fucking Trump is bitching about the next debate that lasted for 3 hours. He thinks it should be condensed or shortened.
Shortened? He's the one that's soaking up a majority of the time. What the hell does this guy want to shorten things for? Are you kidding me? The way he'll have to look at it, it's just 3 episodes of The Apprentice, you know? I mean, come on, that's nothing. They probably bang that out in half a day. But, no, you'll be seeing people dress up as him. I heard that they're Cecil the Lion and the Doc and the Dentist. I heard that's going to be a big one this year. What other ones were you hearing?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, my God.
How Wait, many?
Pre or post-op?
Post.
I don't even think she has post.
Post?
No.
She has post.
That motherfucker got the Arthur Ashe Courage Award and didn't even get his dick chopped off yet. I think that's fucking bullshit. If you're going to get the award for courage for that, you got to go all the way, all right?
I agree.
You got to go all the way. You got to flip that shit inside out, all right?
I agree.
What else? What other ones were there?
I don't know if anyone remembers this. It was the stupidest fucking debate on Facebook, on social media. The dress, what color is that? It was a mixture of like red, blue. I don't know what the fuck it was, but I heard that is available to buy for a Halloween costume.
It was a mixture of, I believe it was gold, blue, and who gives a shit.
I agree.
Those were the main three colors that people were debating on that one.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's Kimmy, though. It looked like Kimmy.
Yeah. So, I asked on Facebook earlier last week about what is the most ridiculous Halloween costume you have you've seen. And we have a listener, Jennifer from North Bend. She responded to me, and she said a horse head.
Not like a real one, but a horse head for a Halloween costume.
What about, do you get hooves? Do we get a tail? I mean, what else?
No, just a horse, like a horse head that like little kids ride around on with the stick.
Oh, the one with the stick. Okay, so we're going old school. So
yes.
Throwback.
The ones that the rednecks use.
Okay, because I was about to say, I've been seeing the rubber horse head all over the fucking place now. You see people at sporting events with that shit. I was watching poker on ESPN, and one guy played the whole fucking tournament in a horse's head, which I don't really know where that gets you the advantage in a game of poker, but if it makes you feel better and gets you a little more airtime, then I guess more power to you. But the horse's head, that's interesting, though. That's one of those things. You do that, throw on a little cowboy hat, and hey, again, back to farmers only.
I think horse's head should replace brown bags for women. Like you know how you call unattractive women the brown bag special? I think a horse's head would be perfect to replace that. I think that'd be fucking hilarious.
We might have to get that started here, actually. Once I get my Plenty of Fish profile going, we'll have to maybe switch it over to the horse's head and see if we can make a trend out of this.
Oh, gosh.
We'll see how that one turns out. Stay tuned, folks.
Do you have any other ridiculous Halloween costumes that...
Oh, you know, God, there's so many. I feel like the more creative you can get, the less wrong you can go. The more generic you go with your costumes, they kind of get stupid. You know, it's one of those things where being more ridiculous in the long run actually ends up scoring you more points than just kind of going with the old pirate or the police officer, which I'm sure that one is not going to be too in favor this year. Call me crazy, but...
I think that being police officer, that's going to give black people the one chance to kick the shit out of someone just for the hell of it.
Yeah, especially if it's a sexy police officer.
Oh, no,
okay,
well.
But hey, Blue Lives Matter, though, okay? Blue Lives Matter.
To an extent.
And there's been at least 4 or 5 cops killed in this country in the last year, all right? It's a very serious issue.
Shut the fuck up. You are... Shut
I was straight faced there for a minute. Woo! That was tough. Oh man, that was painful.
I was about to jump over there and beat the fuck out of you. This motherfucker. Oh my gosh.
No, what are you guys getting into this Halloween though? Let us know. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. I'm gonna stop saying that because that's getting annoying even for me to say. But let us know what's going on. Where it's at. Where the party's gonna be. Where it's gonna be cracking. And let's make this happen, you guys. I mean, it falls on a weekend. You know, how many times have you wanted to go out for Halloween and it's on a goddamn Tuesday night? I mean, what the fuck are we doing here?
there's a big rave at the Tacoma Dome Friday. I'm not going to go because, you know, black people and raves don't mix. I mean, unless you're into drugs and into the whole glow stick thing, but
oh yeah,
yeah,
freak, good old freak night. The easiest way to blow $250 and not enjoy yourself, going on a Halloween night. I've been a couple times actually when it was at the WAMU Theater, and it's a fucking shit show. I mean, I guess if you're into tweeny boppers who like to wear furry boots, then this is probably a good spot for you, but. I didn't have any luck with the early 20-year-old, so I'm guessing I'm going to have a little less luck with a 16-year-old, you know, regardless of how good she's looking. But, no, there'll be a lot of stuff going on, though. The bars will be cracking like they are every year. It'll be a fucking madhouse out there. But, yeah, like we said, hit us up, guys. Let us know what's going on, and we'll spread the word, and maybe we can get the party cracking.
We will promote your party for free. Just hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You got a party that you want, you know, about 100.
Better be good, though. Don't fuck around with us, all right?
Yeah, no BYOB bullshit. Maybe me and Slim will come. We'll crash your party. We'll play some beer pong. We'll smoke some weed, snort some coke with you, you know.
All that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Eat some bacon, you know. Get some of those
cartoons. Bitch, you don't eat bacon. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. Well, you know, if we're partying, I mean, you know, it feels naughty. And that's kind of where a lot of the fun comes from.
Slim, you got an interesting Halloween story you want to talk about?
Interesting. interesting Halloween story. You know, I've had actually one of the craziest parties we ever had that I ever had at my residence was on Halloween night. And we had this barn, actually. We had this old house in Bothell, had a lot of property. You know, we had like 7 acres, and the house was built in the 50s or 60s. Fucking, it was older than dirt. But we had this out barn, threw a party, ended up being a good party, and all our friends weren't even of age at the time, but I had older siblings, which made getting booze very easy. So we packed the party, I'm not bragging here, people, but out of 100 people that showed up that night, 12 people ended up getting DUIs. 12 people. So that was probably about 25% of the motherfuckers who drove to the party ended up leaving in handcuffs. So I'm looking at it as a pretty big success, to be honest. I mean, that's epic, you know. I wasn't one of them. Obviously, I wasn't driving anywhere. And, you know, to be honest, I don't really talk to any of those motherfuckers anymore.
Were they all white?
Well, this is Bothell, so yeah, you know.
Okay,
that
explains the fucking lot.
There was two or three black people, but no, this was Bothell. So.
And when I buy my first house in Bothell, I'm going to give you the middle finger, be like, hey, bitch, I'm living it up now.
This is in the
DUI. Of course you're in Bothell. Fuck you.
Yeah,
don't be a racist prick.
Don't fuck with those Bothell cops either, you guys.
Because I used to live in Woodinville, okay? And I did not get one weird look when I went out in Woodinville, okay? Asshole.
Well, I'd like to say it'd be the same in Bothell, but I don't think so. Those guys, unfortunately, they don't have a lot to do. Pretty quiet town. So they're really stretching a lot of times to keep themselves entertained and to really give themselves that feeling of pride that can only come from harassing high schoolers. So
my Halloween story that I barely remember, this is when I was living in Texas. And for those who don't remember me mentioning in the first episode, I am a big Texas Tech Red Raider fan. And back in 2009, Halloween fell on a Saturday, just like this year. So I decided to make a trip to Lubbock for that weekend and went to go visit a friend from high school. And he had this contest called the Drunken Pumpkin. And it was like golf. We made a golf scoreboard. But this is how you win. He had a breathalyzer. Whoever blew the highest at the end of Saturday night won.
Sounds safe.
Yeah. So we went to a party on Friday night. I blew a 0.12, and that put me like in third place. But it
that only got you the bronze.
Yeah, but it was a two round tournament, in quotations, tournament. So the next day there was a tech game. There was a Texas Tech game. They were playing Kansas. We tailgated. We started drinking at like noon because it was a 2 o'clock game. We started drinking at noon, drunk for a couple of hours, went into the stadium and watched them play, went back home, crashed for a little bit. And then we went to this party that was above a dentist's office. It was a weird setup. And I started playing this card game. I forgot what it was. And I started drinking. I started having this drink called Texas Piss. And it's Keystone Light, lemonade, and fuck. I forgot the other mixture. But it's Keystone Light and lemonade.
And fuck.
And I think Fruit Punch mixed together. And I'm drinking. I don't have a red cup. They didn't have red. They had these small little white cups. Foam cups, and I am just downing him, and I'm sitting down while I'm drinking it. I had to get up, and I fucking stumbled, and I fell, and it was, I think 2 o'clock hit, so it was time to blow in the breathalyzer, and guess what I blew?
Some dude?
Fuck you. What did I blow in the breathalyzer, you dick?
0.13?
Higher.
0.15.
Higher.
Oh my god, I don't even want to say it at this point.
Just 0.22.
Oh my god, the deuce deuce.
Yes, and I ended up winning the 2009 Lubbock Drunken Pumpkin. Ben, if you're listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I remember puking out. I remember throwing up outside of my right outside of my friend's truck. I don't remember. I remember the drive home. I don't remember changing into my pajamas. And I woke up with the hugest fucking headache ever. It was painful. But
it was probably worth it all in all, right? You know,
I mean, well, I didn't get
pumpkin. Come on,
I didn't get laid or anything, and I didn't get a prize for it, so it wasn't really worth. Well, it's a good thing I didn't get laid because, you know, I probably wouldn't have remembered. And Lubbock has a bad STD problem.
Oh, Jesus,
you know, so it's probably a good thing I didn't do anything that night, you know. Well, for some reason, you know, my ass was hurting the next day.
Oh my!
I think it's because I fell in it so too hard. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah, you're definitely the winner.
Yeah. So no trophy or no white girl at the end of the night.
Just a sore lower back.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm still trying to figure that out 6 years later. Fucking weird.
It'll be a mystery forever, but. No, but get out there, though. Get at it, you guys. Have some fun this weekend. It's Halloween, you know. You got to do it. Got to, ladies, dress up as slutty as you can, all right? This is your night to just go nuts and take full advantage of it, you know. We like it. We know you guys like it, all right? It's a win-win for everybody. So go out there, get all dolled up, get all sexy-like, and, you know, don't be afraid to get a little crazy. I mean, it's Halloween, so. But make sure you guys are safe out there, though. Call an Uber if you have to. Let us know. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on this weekend. Like I said, if you guys got something good, we'll definitely help you promote it. We'll try to get the party cracking. And
we will crash your party.
We will crash the shit out of it. And but we'll be talking next week, and we'll discuss what's going on, what's happened, what was going on, you know, anything good. And we'll talk about, hopefully have some good stories of the weekend that has passed. But, yeah, have a good weekend, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Slim here.
And I'm Shoddy. And white men, please dress up as a police officer so I can have a reason to beat the shit out of you.
Oh, my God. Come on now. Come on now. Hey, thanks for
listening, Blue
guys.
Lives Matter. Hey, thanks. Have
thanks
a good
for
one, y'all.
Guys. Tell your friends about this, will you?
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on An Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.